Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Mindset and Manifesting Podcast. I'm your host. My name is Lena. And in today's episode, we are going to talk about nurturing the spiritual aspect of the self. This is the second episode in a 10-episode series on awakening the spiritual body. So let's first dive into the essence of spirituality. Okay, so the definition of spirituality, according to the dictionary, is the quality of being concerned with the human spirit or soul as opposed to material or physical things. So to truly understand the spiritual aspect of ourselves, we must dive into the essence of spirituality. Okay, so it's not just a practice, it's a way of being. And it's a profound connection to the core of our existence. All right. So being spiritual, okay, again, it's not just a practice, it is a journey. It is what we become. Truly, it is what we become on this journey. It's about remembering who you are and letting go of what you are not. It's awakening to the fact that you are the creator, the source of all that is, experiencing yourself and experiencing others as aspects of yourself. Spirituality is an avenue towards personal transformation, okay? You know, many of us start out on this journey. We go through so many different things on the journey, to be honest. But, you know, if you were early on, at least it was my experience. You know, I thought spirituality was about, you know, doing certain things, acting a certain way, etc., rather than being and becoming. Okay, now I get it. So it really is about personal transformation, about becoming. For many, it results in death and rebirth. You know, not a physical death, obviously, but a spiritual death. And rebirth and ego death, okay? Letting go of all of old beliefs that no longer serve us, old conditioning, limitations, things like that, right? We learn what we are not, things that we have been told that we are, we were brought up to believe, that we end up realizing that we're not those things, okay? We are a spiritual being having this human experience, and life is not happening to us. We truly are creating all of it from within and seeing that reflected back to us, everything projected on the screen of space. You know, not everyone in our awareness will experience this death and rebirth in our lifetime. Right? Not everybody we encounter that we have experiences with will, at least in our reality, in their own realities, they might, right? We're all essentially, there's so many different timelines and dimensions and so many aspects of ourselves and other beings and aspects of them, etc. That those in our reality, right? Not everyone is going to experience the same things that we experience. They may stay on the path of never being a spiritual person, right? But there's a purpose to that. There is a purpose to that. A lot of times what others, you know, seeing others not evolve on their journey gives us an indication of where we're at, an indication of what we no longer want to fall back into, etc., oftentimes. So there are many different reasons, why not everyone in our awareness will evolve on their journey. Again, within our awareness. Okay. All right. I lost my place in my notes. So, okay. So now let me touch on transformation for a minute. Okay. So for those not necessarily on their spiritual path, right, they may take the path of a personal development, right? You may see people in your awareness, maybe in the corporate world or whatever, that are not necessarily spiritual, or not even in the corporate world, but just who are career focused and not necessarily more spiritually minded, right? Or at least it's not evident, okay? So some people may be more geared towards improving themselves from a different perspective that doesn't necessarily involve spirituality. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's fine, right? It's just part of the journey, part of the experience, part of what we're able to observe, etc. But you could really say there's a couple of schools of thought, if you will, maybe out there in regards to personal transformation, right? Personal development and spirituality, right? Those are two. So, but the fact is that the two really go hand in hand, because personal development is still about one's desire to do better, right? To be better, to improve themselves. So some of us pursue the spiritual aspects of growth, while others stick to the more tangible things like career, fitness, more money, etc. Now, you can't intertwine the two, right? Because even those of us who are more spiritually inclined, there's still things like, I still want to, from a fitness perspective, right? I still want to be healthy and better shape. I still want to have money to be able to live off, to sustain the things that I need to have to be able to sustain me in this world, right? Vehicle or transportation, roof over my head, food, etc., right? I'm at a place now where I know that I'll always be taken care of no matter what. Because I have the ability to create that, to believe that, okay, to know that. So I'm not as into fitness as I used to be. I used to be a personal trainer. I was in the gym like 6 days a week. I did a bodybuilding competition at one point, so I was really into fitness at one point. Now, just took a sip of my drink, sorry. Now I'm not like my I'm not so stringent with that. I'm not so stringent with thinking that I have to be out, like I no longer think I have to be out in the corporate world, right? As a matter of fact, now that's not something that I want to do. It's not my place. I'm a teacher. I'm a coach. All right. Primarily a teacher who is able to coach, okay, on manifesting and this awakening journey and these experiences, etc., right? And help people navigate through that based on my experiences. So being in the corporate world is really, that's so far removed from what fits into my life now. So again, on the spiritual journey, we evolve, right? We let go of what no longer serves us. So if you think about it, right, both personal development, spiritual growth, etc., They both involve searching for more than what we currently, what one currently has or understands, correct? So spirituality has less to do with tangible things, but more to do with the wanting to know or understand the soul and the nature of things. But again, the paths of spirituality and personal growth are both about seeking for more. So I just wanted to mention that. We are all on a path of awakening. It is our purpose for having this physical experience. So we chose to forget who we are so that we could remember who we are, right? We, as spiritual beings, we incarnated into this physical form. We forgot that we were spiritual beings in order to awaken and remember that we are spiritual beings, okay? So eventually, for every individual, all paths lead to the remembrance of being a multidimensional divine being, an aspect of source and source itself. All right, now let's talk about mindfulness, meditation, and prayer as tools for spiritual nourishment. Now, we'll talk about mindfulness and meditation a lot, probably over the next few series that I have planned, and we did in the mindfulness or the Manifestation Mastery series, because it's important on this, you know, on this path, on this journey, and really it becomes, you may find yourself doing it without, without really meaning to. It just becomes, like, you may start out thinking, oh, I need to meditate, I need to do this, I need to be mindful. And eventually it just becomes natural and you no longer think, I need to do this, right? It doesn't become a, it ends up not being a practice. It is who you are. It is what, it is just part of who you are, right? Part of your spiritual well-being, if you will. So let's explore now these, you know, these tools that can help us nourish our spiritual selves. So mindfulness, meditation, and prayer. They are age-old practices that provide a gateway to the depth of our spiritual essence. Mindfulness is living in the present moment, and it's a key aspect of spirituality. How exactly does one live in the present moment? Well, it takes practice and awareness. So we live in a world that is fast-paced, right? Everything is a projection of what we are aware of internally, though. What we are creating internally. So if we are, allow our thoughts to race, if we are continually thinking about the future as if it is separate from this moment, then of course our reality will seem fast-paced. If we think that we always have to do, go, 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 right? We create that fast-paced environment. We create that projection. If we slow down, if we practice mindfulness, and do it often, you'll notice that the world will seem to slow down, okay? The urgency of life ceases, and a peacefulness settles in, settles within your world. At least that's been my experience. All right, now there's meditation, okay? So, and we've talked about this many times before. So delving into the practice of meditation really opens the doors to inner realms of consciousness. So if you have trouble meditating, that's fine. Daydream. Start by daydreaming. If you have trouble calming your mind and rampant thoughts, then try guided meditations. That's what I had to do at first. Man, I can slow my thoughts down. It was hard for me. but I, you know, I started with guided meditations, and now it's at the point where I rarely ever do guided meditations myself anymore. I've recorded some. I have some on my channel, but those, because I did those, and they're really short because I thought, you know, here we are, or, you know, manifesting and visualizing, but all the guided visualizations seem to be really similar. I couldn't find guided meditations that were specific to some of the things that, you know, I may want to manifest, etc. So, you know, that's why I recorded some of those. But anyway, now I'm able to sit for really long periods of time and meditate without all these rampant thoughts where literally my mind is just blank. So it was, but it wasn't always that way. Again, I had to start with guided meditation. So anyway, by being present and getting to know your own soul, you'll eventually realize that there is no power in this world outside of yourself. None at all. And every question you have has an answer, and that answer is within you. So any answer that you receive externally actually comes from within. So you may receive an answer in meditation, oftentimes until you cultivate that awareness and really align with your higher self, the answers will often come in other forms, through conversations, you know, maybe a television show, a book, etc. But meditation is powerful, and it acts as a path to remembrance. There are a lot of things that we can begin to remember through meditation, right? Through visuals, telepathic messages, etc. Now prayer, let's talk about prayer for a sec. So whether through traditional prayer or like heart-centered communication with the divine, prayer is also a powerful tool for spiritual connection. So many of us grew up thinking that prayer meant asking for something that we needed, right? Something we wanted, or begging in desperation at times of despair for something, okay? But there comes a time on the path of awakening when you realize that you have everything that you need. You have the ability to manifest anything that you want to experience, the attributes you wish to embody, etc. Okay, so everything exists. So when we can have faith that we can match the energy of our creation to find it really in the sea of energies that we've created in order to manifest, and to give gratitude for what is, whether we see evidence of it in this moment or not, that is true prayer. We don't have to ask for anything. Everything already exists. Okay? And if we can have enough faith, right, the faith of a mustard seed, to know that it is done, that it is possible, that it is ours, then it will be, right? And we could get into a whole nother conversation about why it isn't immediate. And I talked about that in one of my videos about the time delay in manifesting, but and what a couple episodes ago. But if we can sustain that faith, right, that time delay minimizes, right? So and I've actually had experience with that, which is why I can say that. Now some things have shown up pretty like immediate, but those are usually the things that I haven't had any opposing like thoughts or beliefs or ideas about, right? So anyway, let's talk about connecting to the inner self for spiritual growth. So the journey within, okay, is a pivotal aspect of spiritual growth. It's really about connecting to the inner self, that sacred space where our true essence resides, connecting to our soul. And say within, right? So when you think about within, the essence of ourselves, right? As we connect really our mind, our heart, all of our chakras really, okay? And we become center and grounded, and we align ourselves, and we cultivate that sacred space within, okay? Then that is really, oh my goodness, it's so pivotal when it comes to spiritual growth. That alignment, because you become so grounded in the self that there's really nothing outside of you that can truly affect you, okay? And again, I have experience, so I can say that that's true. At least it's been, has been for me. All right, now, when you take the time for self-reflection, it allows you to understand your thoughts, emotions, and motivations, okay? So it's a crucial step in the journey towards self-awareness and spiritual growth. Self-reflection is so important. Exploring the intuitive aspects of ourselves, right? That connects us to a higher wisdom. Trusting our inner guidance can lead to profound spiritual insights, okay? And that higher wisdom is ourself. It is our true self, right? The self that is remembering, okay? So in addition, right, to, you know, self-reflection, exploring our intuitive aspects, etc., embracing authenticity is an essential part of spiritual growth. And I saw something on YouTube. I think it was YouTube. I should have written it down. I think this lady, I think it was, she was talking about this study that was done on the frequency of emotion and what was more powerful, etc. Something along those lines. And authenticity held the highest frequency. And I thought that was not surprising. I mean, it was interesting that somebody had done that study, but, and how do you really measure authenticity? That would have been interesting to know, is how do you measure authenticity, right, in a group setting? So anyway, all right. So anyway, that's it. So as I wrap up today's episode, just remember that nurturing the spiritual aspect of yourself, it's deeply personal, okay, and transformative. It's your journey. It is your journey. No one else's. It's your journey. So embrace the practices that resonate with your soul, okay, as you become. And really, from my heart, honestly, make your path. I know it's at a certain point it will, but you know, it's my greatest wish from my heart, because I know what it's like, that your path, that your journey is filled with such profound moments of self-discovery, because it's so beautiful. So, all right, that is it for today's episode. So please join me. I would be so honored if you join me in the next episode as well. Episode 3 on our series of Awakening the Spiritual Body. Let me see. Episode 3, we're going to talk about unveiling the emotional landscape. Let me look what my notes say. If I can, I'm looking in my notes and I can only see part of it. So, episode 3, unveiling the emotional landscape of the spiritual body. That's what we're going to talk about next episode. All right. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I will see you guys next time. All right. Bye now.